الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
رضي الله عنه. And inshallah, we're going to be using the explanation of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. And bi'idhnillah, at the end of it, I would like my brothers and sisters who are sharing this with me to take note. And we'll mention at the end of the lesson about 16 heading type points of benefit that can be taken from the explanation of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan. And I'll be asking my brothers to participate regarding that, inshallah. The hadith of Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari and others with different wordings. In this hadith, Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Kana an-nas yas'aluna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 'anil khair wa kuntu as'aluhu 'anil shar mukhafatan an yudrikni." He said, radiyallahu ta'anhu, that the people, they used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the good affairs, about the good things. And I used to ask him alayhi salatu wa sallam about the evil things, about the bad things, with the fear that it may befall me, As it relates to this maqta section of the hadith, there's many benefits that we can take from this. And the first benefit that we can take is that it's upon the student of knowledge. It's upon the person who wants to seek ilm, and wants to seek the ilm, a tariqa sahiha for seeking ilm, a good path, correct path, and seeking knowledge, that he seeks knowledge of the good things and he seeks knowledge of the bad things. As is mentioned in this narration, that the companions, they used to ask about good. So this is a proof that we, as people who are seeking knowledge, we have to seek knowledge of the good things. And we have Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that he used to ask about the bad things. So there here is a proof that we need to seek knowledge as it relates to the bad things. Good things, the Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafizahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, is like the correct aqidah, the correct understanding of the deen, the correct methodology, the methodology of the salaf, the correct issues as it relates to fiqh, the correct issues as it relates to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly according to the Quran and the Sunnah. And the bad things, like we have knowledge of these bad things, like shirk, and that it's associating partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have knowledge of bid'ah, we have knowledge of innovations, and we have knowledge of those things that are in disobedience to Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those things are in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have knowledge of this in order to stay away. And the Shaykh Hafizahullah ta'ala, he brought the famous poem or line of poetry from Abil Faras Al-Hamadani rahimahullah ta'ala, where he said, "Araftu shar la li sharrin walakin li tawaqi." Man jahila sharra waqa'afi. I know the bad things not because of it being bad in its essence, but rather to protect myself. And whoever is ignorant as it relates to the bad things, he will fall into it. He will more than likely fall into it. So this is the principle of Ahl Sunnah, that we seek knowledge of the good things and we seek knowledge of the bad things. And this is the way of the ulama of the salaf. As we see in their mu'alafat and in their books that they have authored, bayyanu at-tawheed wa shirk. They clarified tawheed, which is a good thing, and they clarified a shirk, which is a bad thing. And they bayyanu al-kufr wa bayyanu al-nifaq. And they clarified disbelief in their books, and they clarified hypocrisy in their books. And they clarified Aqidat Ahl Sunnah, They clarified the aqeedah and the creed of the people of the Sunnah, Shahr al-Sunnah Babahari, Usul al-Itiqad, these types of books, clarifying the aqeedah of Ahl al-Sunnah, and also they clarified the deviant aqeedah and the deviant creed of those people of innovation, like al-Raja al-Jahmiyyah and so forth. And this is the way of the ulama of the Salaf in authoring the books, clarifying the good things and clarifying the bad things. And even in the books of fiqh, we find that the ulama have taken this maslak, because it's maslak al-Nabawi. It is the correct path, it is the path of the, it's the prophetic path, and that is seeking and clarifying the good and clarifying the evil. In their books of fiqh, for example, they mentioned the conditions of a nikah, the conditions of a lawful marriage. And then they also mentioned those things that nullify it. They mention in the book the mu'amalat, in the books of fiqh, the mu'amalat, the transactions that individuals have amongst themselves in order for there to be tranquility, serenity, and everyone receiving their rights. So therefore, you find in the books of fiqh, they have kitab al-bayur. They have the chapters as it relates to transactions and business. And in this, they clarify those types of transactions and those types of business that is lawful. Those types of transactions that is sahih, lawful, and they also clarified those transactions that are unlawful, those transactions that are null and void. And this is the way of the Sunnah, and this is the way in all types of issues as it relates to the Deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So here, this alim from the companions of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's clarifying to the Ummah that the companions, they asked about good things and they asked about bad things. He asked about bad things in order to, he feared that it will befall him. And then he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Kunna fi jahiliyatin wa shar." So, ya Rasulullah, "Kunna fi jahiliyatin wa shar. Faja'ana Allahu bihadha al-khayr." He said that we were in a state of ignorance. We were in a state of jahiliyyah. And the jahiliyyah that is meant here is a shirk. Because before the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were worshipping malaika. They were worshipping the angels. They were worshipping trees. They were worshipping idols. And this is from the jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. And in the days of ignorance, the huquq or the duruyat al-khamsa, those five imperative necessities that the deen came to preserve, they were opposing this. And the first obviously being the deen, the religion. They oppose this, this necessity of man, or for man, this thing that man needs in order for them to receive sustenance. And that is the deen of Islam. That is the deen of a tawheed. They opposed this. They opposed the issue of al-aql. They opposed that the issue of the intellect being preserved with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sticking other than to the revelation of Ibrahim that was revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And they opposed the necessity of wealth. They opposed the necessity of preservation of wealth. In that, in the times of Jahiliyyah, and all what I'm mentioning is what Shaykh Saleh Fawzan Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned. They oppressed one another. For example, as it relates to the opposition in preservation of wealth, is if an individual was to borrow money, and he borrowed money from another individual, the lender, if he didn't receive his money at a certain time, he would say, "Okay, pay me back next week, but with addition, the riba, with interest." This is the mu'amalat that they had, and this is the jahiliyyah. And also, we have the jahiliyyah of from the Duriyat al-Khamsa, and that is the preservation of the lineage. And that Islam came to preserve this important necessities with the prohibition of riba and the legislator, sorry, the prohibition of zina, the prohibition of fornication, and the legislation of marriage, and the etiquettes of marriage, and the conditions of marriage, and pillars of marriage, and so forth, in order to preserve this. This was not evident or present in the times before the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kunna fi jahiliyatin wa shar. We were in a state of ignorance and evil. And the most evil that they were upon was the shirk and association of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhullah ta'ala, he said that this here is a benefit. And that is that the general ignorance is gone. After the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the general ignorance has gone. Kunna fi jahiliyati wa shar. We were, past tense, upon ignorance. So therefore, the general ignorance period of ignorance has gone with the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hu alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa din al haq. He is the one that sent his messenger, ayyu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bil huda, ayyu, with guidance, correct and beneficial knowledge, wa din al haq, correct actions, al huda, guidance, ayyu, correct and beneficial knowledge, and din al haq, correct actions and applications and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this. So therefore, the issue, the things that some of the people, like the likes of Sayyid Qutb and Maghrawi, have mentioned in the past, as it relates to when we're in a stage of ignorance, this is impermissible. And this is denying the revelation. And this is the denying the revelation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eliminate that general ignorance. And this is a proof here in this hadith. And the other type of issue that we want to mention here is that Sheikh Saleh Fawzan mentioned, and other than him, that yes, ignorance generally, zalat, khalas. Ignorance has gone, the general one. But there are certain characteristics of the days of ignorance which are present. There are certain characteristics of the days of ignorance which are present, and that is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim on an Abi Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, where he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, arba'un fi ummati min umuri jahiliyyah la yatrakunahunna at-ta'nu fi al-ansab والفخر في الأحساب والاستسقاء بالأنواع والنياحة. In this hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there are four affairs from ignorance that my ummah, that will still be present within my ummah. Yani some people will have these characteristics or fall into this. There are four affairs or things from the days of Jahiliyyah which will be ever present in my ummah, and they won't leave it. The first of those is ta'an fil ansab, is cursing lineage. It's cursing people's lineage from the affairs of Jahiliyyah, which will be present, and some people will fall into it. And the next is fakhr fil ahsab, and that is being boastful, haughty, showing off as it relates to status. As it relates to status. And the third is seeking rain from the stars. Is seeking rain from the stars. And the fourth is a niyaha. And the fourth is when there is a funeral or when there is a death, the wailing, the screaming out loud, sad because of the death of somebody and so forth. These are from the affairs of Jahiliyyah, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they will be present in some of our ummah. It will be present in certain people will have this characteristic or fall into this. But it's impermissible, and it's not from the way of Ahl Sunnah to say that the Ummah is in Jahiliyyah. That the Ummah generally is in Jahiliyyah. Why? Ja'an Allah bihadha what, ikhwan? Khair. That Allah, Hudhayfa mentioned in this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with this khair. And that is the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is this khair? This khair is the sunnah. This khair, this good, it's a correct aqidah. The da'wah to tawheed. And so forth. And then he said, radiyallahu ta'ala, he said, فَهَلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا الْخَيْرِ مِنْ شَرْ. Now he's going to ask Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, six questions. He's going to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam six questions and a request. The first question here is, after this good descendant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would there be evil? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, na'am. So what is this evil that Hudhayfa mentioned? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will be this evil. And this here is at the end of the lives of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the last stages of the era of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taba'an after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, akhir asr sahaba, at the end or the latter stages of the times of the companions, there came in groups and parties. And deviant groups like the Qadiriyya, the Shia, Rafida, the Murji'a, the Jahmiyya, the Khawarij, they came at the latter stages of the times of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the shar. This is the shar that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is affirming in this hadith. And this is from the signs of the Prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a sign of his nabuwa, in that this actually happened. And then, na'am. And then this here, ikhwan, also shows us that there will be times of fitna. There will be times of fitna. And in these times of fitna, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us the cure of what we should do when these times occur. And in this affirmation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there will be evil, it shows that there will be evil. Be cautious, be aware, because evil will come. And then Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'anhu, he said, وَهَلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا الشَّرْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. And it's after this evil, yani at the latter stages of the times of the companions, radiyallahu ta'anhu, is there going to be evil? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, na'am. Sorry, after this evil, is there going to be good? After this evil, is there going to be good? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, na'am. He said, yes. And in this is a benefit, ya ikhwan. And that is that evil is never persistent. That there will always be good. And it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this evil happens. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرِ. Because verily, through hardship is ease. And this here is from our aqeedah. In that when there is fitan, and when there was trials, and when there's evil, widespread evil, we should be optimistic and do not despair. Because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ وَلَا مَنْ خَذَّلَهُمْ حَتَّى يَتِي أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in authentic hadith that they will always cease to be a group. They will always cease to be a group. They won't cease to be a group. They will always be a group from my ummah, victorious, mansurun. Those who oppose them won't harm them. Those who try and infiltrate from within won't harm them until Allah's affair comes. And Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, this is the people of hadith. The Ta'ifatul Mansura, the victorious group, are the people of hadith. Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, and the Shaykh mentions this line of poetry from Nuniya, وَدِينُ مَنْصُورُ وَمُمْتَحِنٌ فَلَا تَعْجَبْ فَهَذِي سُنَّةِ الرَّحْمَانِ. He said, Ibn Qayyim, that the religion, the deen, will always be victorious. There will always be a victorious group. And there will be a test. There will also be tests. There will also be trials. So don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Because this is from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهِ لِيَذْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah said in the Quran, Allah will not leave the believers on that which they are upon until he distinguishes between the tayyibin. Until he distinguishes between those who are good, those who are pure, those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those upon tawheed, those upon sunnah, he distinguishes them from those upon shirk, and those from the khubatha, those upon shirk, those upon disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no, Allah will not leave us. La mahala. There will be a test. There will be people upon the sunnah, and there will be people upon bid'ah. And this is a test for each and every one of us to see who yatamassak bil wahi, the one who stays firm and clings on to the revelation. So dear brothers and sisters, we are not allowed to be in a state of despair or despondent when we see fitan, when we see trials, when we see affairs that are from evil. We must have the thiqah and yaqeen and certainty as it relates to the wahi that there will be khair. Because Hudhayfa asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Hal ba'da hadha shar min khair?" And will there be after this evil good? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Na'am." There will be good. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said after that, "Wa fihi dakhn." Wa fihi dakhn. He said, and there will be a smoke. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani during that period when it's good, the period of good, there will be within this period smoke, obscurity. And listen to the questioning of this illustrious companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Wama dakhnuhu?" He's been persistent in asking beneficial questions. He says, "And what is this smoke? What is this smoke that you are mentioning, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Qawmun yastanuna bighayri sunnati wa yahtaduna bighayri hadi." He said, there will be a people in this period of good, ikhwan. There will be a people who will be following other than his sunnah, other than the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there will be a people following other than his guidance. So this is the dakhn. This is the smoke. This is the obscurity. This is the cloudiness that will appear in the times when it's good. In the times when it's good. And this here, ikhwan, is a warning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us to follow or take as companion those who are opposing the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it's a time of smoke. It is the negative period in the time when there's good. It's the negative aspect in the time there is good. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are the people who do not follow his sunnah and do not follow his guidance. And that's the point of extra benefit here, ikhwan. Here we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it will be good, a state of good. And then he mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there will be smoke. And then he explained the meaning of smoke. This is a refutation against the Khawarij. This is a refutation against the Khawarij. Why? Because it shows that there will be people from this ummah who will be sinners. That smoke indicates that they are from this ummah, that they are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not kuffar. They are from this ummah, but yet they have what, ikhwan? Sins. And this is a refutation against the Khawarij, who said that iman, belief, and sins cannot be combined in one person. And here in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there will be smoke in this ummah, and these people will be those who are from this ummah, but they will be disobeying the sunnah and opposing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and opposing his guidance. Naam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding these individuals, ta'rif minhum wa tunkir, that you know or you accept some of what they bring and you will reject some of what they bring. Yani meaning that they will be bringing some of the sunnah, but yet they'll still be bringing what? Huh? Falsehood. And this is the obscurity. And this is the obscurity. Which is why that this here is an ibtila, and this stage is an ibtila and a test for those who are going to be firm upon the sunnah and stick to the principles of Ahl-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah in knowing who you take knowledge from. Inna hadha ilmu ad-din fanzuru amman ta'khudhuna dinakum. Verily, this religion is knowledge, so be cautious on who you take knowledge from. There will be a period where there will be smoke, and these people will be having some type of inclination or have some type of ascription to the sunnah, but yet they'll be bringing things that oppose it. So we have to be cautious who we take our knowledge from. And we don't take our knowledge from these individuals. We take our knowledge from those who are upon clarity, those who are upon Furqan. Those who are upon Furqan. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion here, Hudhayfa, he continued and he said, "Hal ba'da hadha al-khair min shar?" And after this good, remember, in this good there was what, Ikhwan? What was in this good? There was what? Smoke, obscurity. He continued asking, radiyallahu ta'anhu, after this good, will there be evil? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Naam, du'atun ala abwabi jahannam." He said that there will be callers to the gates of hellfire. Du'at to the gates of hellfire. People calling to Jahannam, to the gates of Jahannam. So here, Ikhwan shows that there will be callers to other than the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The callers to good will be present, and there will be callers to other than the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah 'ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani wa subhanallahi wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen." Qul hadhihi sabili. Say, this is my path. Ad'u, I call to who, Ikhwan? To Allah. I don't call to his biya. I don't call to Sayyid Qutb. I don't call to Maududi. I don't call to ISIS. I don't call to these innovative paths. I call to Allah. I call to Allah. Why? Because it's Allah who gave us this khair. Sahih, Ikhwan? لَكَدْ جَاءَنَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا الْخَيْرِ. It's Allah that brought us this good. So we have to call to this good. And that good is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way of his companions. Especially in the times of different, Ikhwan, we need to reflect upon these ahadith. And from them is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Sataftariqa hadhihi al-ummah ila 73 firqa kulluha fi an-nari illa wahida man hum ya Rasulullah qul man kana ala ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi." This ummah was split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire, except one. "Who are they, ya Rasulullah?" He said, "Those who are upon what I'm upon that day and my companions." Those are the callers to good. And those who oppose this from the other 72 sects are from the du'at ila Jahannam. Those who oppose this way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the callers to hellfire. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِي السُّبَلْ فَتَفَرَّقْ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Say, this is my path, and this is my path. Follow it and do not follow other paths, because verily it will lead you away from his path. Lead you away from the sunnah. Don't follow them. This I advise you with in order for you to attain taqwa. And this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here goes in accordance to the statement of Hudhayfa, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, "Du'atuna ala abwabi jahannam, man ajabuhum fiha qadhafu fiha." Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there will be callers to the hellfire, and whoever answers this call, whoever answers this call to the hellfire, whoever answers this call to the opposition of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be thrown in a hellfire. Wala tattabi shubal, and do not follow paths, because he'll deviate you away from his path. It will deviate you away from the path of the muttaqeen. It will take you away from the path of the people of piety, the people who follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of his companions. This is the sharr, ikhwan, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the rahmah that he had for this ummah, he warned this ummah. And from the questioning of Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'anhu, the results have come and the answers have come. So then, after that, Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, and he continues asking. He said, Ya Rasulullah, sifhum lana. This is a request. I told you how many questions, ikhwan? There were six questions. This is the first request and the only request from Hudhayfa to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith. Sifhum lana. He said, O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. Describe them to us. Shaykh Salih Fawzan hafidhullah ta'ala, he said, Unzu ila hadhi al-as'ilat al-ajiba min hadha al-sahabi. So look at this amazing questioning from the companions. Sifhum lana, ikhwan. Listen to that. Did he say, oh, I don't want to know? I don't want to hear about it. It's fitna. It's dividing the ummah. Or did he ask to know? Ikhwan, answer please. He asked to know. Why? Mukhafatan an yudrikuni. With the fear that he may befall or fall. Sifhum lana. The hirs and the enthusiasm from the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for khair. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his mercy for this ummah, he said, "Qawmun min bani jildatina wa yatakallamuna bi alsinatina." He said that there will be a people from within us, from our mold, and they will be speaking with our tongues. They will be speaking the Arabic language. They will be speaking and reciting the Quran. So don't be amazed, ya ikhwan. Do not be amazed by the individual who quotes. Do not be amazed by the individual who recites Quran and it sounds beautiful apparently. Huh? Because verily he could be from the du'at. Huh? Ala abwabi jahannam. You need to know his aqidah. You need to know his creed. You need to know his manhaj. You need to know who are his scholars. Who does he take knowledge from? Even if his speech is beautified. Inna min al-bayan sihra. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that verily in speech is magic. In speech is magic. An individual upon deviance will beautify his speech. So here is a warning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that we, ikhwan, have to know the attributes and the characteristics of these people of innovation. These evil individuals who call to the hellfire. And this here is an amazing benefit taken from this hadith. Likewise, ikhwan, this is a proof of jarh ta'dil. This is also an evidence for the legislation of jarh ta'dil in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that is the way of the ulama of jarh ta'dil, that they give characteristics of individuals. Kadhab, he's a liar. He's Jahmi, he's Khariji, Mu'tazili, Ash'ari, Kulabi, Sufi. The ulama of jarh ta'dil, the ulama who criticize and praise, have given sifat, have given characteristics to individuals, and this is taken from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith is the establishment of the qawaid and principles of jarh ta'dil. So if anybody says to you, ikhwan, that jarh ta'dil, there is no proof for it, we have proof from this hadith. What is the proof, ikhwan? Sifhum lana. Describe him to us. Describe those people who are the callers to the hellfire. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them. He said, it is those who are from us. They speak in our tongues. They say that which we are acquainted with. They speak the Arabic language. But yet they still may be upon deviance. They still may be upon deviance. And then Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he continued and he said, Ya Rasulullah, فَمَاذَا تَرَىٰ إِنْ أَدْرَكَنِي ذَٰلِكَ. He's asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam his fifth question. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you advise? مَاذَا تَرَىٰ. What do you advise if this situation reaches me? Yani where there will be these callers to the hellfire. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Telzamu jama'at al-muslimin wa imamahum." And that is, stick firm to the jama'ah of the Muslims, and their imam. And we say the jama'ah, ikhwan, the ulama have explained that the jama'ah is of two types. And that is the jama'ah al-sughra and the jama'ah al-kubra. The jama'ah al-sughra is like the jama'ah in salah. Yani jama'ah al-sughra, the small congregation, the small type of congregation. And that is like the salah, following the imam. Even in that situation, when it's the small jama'ah in the masjid, you have to follow the imam. Either kabbara, kabbiru. For kabbiru, if he says takbir, then you say takbir. Even in the salah, if he was to make a mistake, you follow. If he was to sit down, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sit down. So there's that order in salah. But the jama'ah that's intended in this here hadith is the jama'ah al-kubra. And that is the jama'ah that is general for all of the Muslims. For all of the Muslims. And here, ikhwan, is a refutation against the Khawarij, a refutation against the Mu'tazila, a refutation against those who revile the rulers. Because in another love text of this hadith, in another compilation of hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Isbir, be patient upon your ruler, even if he hits your back. In daraba dhahrak, even if he oppressed you and hits your back, be patient." Be what, ikhwan? Patient. We have been created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَلْتُ الْجِنْ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Not created jinn and mankind except for worship. We've been created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not been created for the khilafah. We have not been created for the khilafah. The khilafah is a reward for those who obey and follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's an issue that comes to my head here in the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. And an individual from the Tabi'in came to him and said, "Why is your rulership, Ya Ali, not like the rulership of Abi Bakr and Umar? Why is it not as good as the rulership of Abu Bakr and Umar?" And this companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiyallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he replied and he said, "The reason is because in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, I was under them. And in this time, you are under me. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. You get the reward of that which you deserve." Which is why Imam Ahmed and Fudayl ibn Iyad radiyallahu anhu, they said, "If I had a da'wah mustajaba, if I had a supplication that was accepted, I will make that supplication for the ruler. But today we have people reviling the rulers, following other than the principles of the sunnah and the principles of Salafiyyah." So in this hadith, here's a refutation. And we won't go into too much, but here's a refutation against all these individuals. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, stick to the jama'ah. And imamahum, and their imam. And here brings us to a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِذَ جَاءَهُمْ عَمْرٌ مِنَ الْعَمْرِ أَوْ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاءُ بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِتُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when an affair from security or harm comes to them, or fear comes to them, they broadcast it. They speak about it. And we see this, ikhwan. When there's an issue happening, everyone enters politics. Everyone talks about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when there is an affair of security and fear, they broadcast it. They talk about it. If only, وَلَوْ رَدُّوا, if only they took it back to the messenger taking it back to the messenger in the time physically in when he was alive, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and taking it back to his sunnah after his death. If only they took it back to the sunnah. If only they took those affairs of fear and tranquility and serenity and security back to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and taking it back to ulil amr, and taking it back to those who have been entrusted with their affairs. Those who have been entrusted with their affairs, Abdullah ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has explained, are the ulama and the umara, are the rulers and the scholars. And they, Allah mentioned, will extrapolate, bring about the correct understanding of the situation. Huh? The correct understanding of the situation. And this is how, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and if it wasn't from the virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you and his mercy, you followed the way of shaitan. So what's the way of shaitan, ikhwan? Huh? According to this verse, the way of shaitan is broadcasting. The way of shaitan is reviling the ruler. The way of shaitan is taking it back to other than the sunnah. Taking it back to your emotions. Taking it back to your whims and desires, and not taking it back to the sunnah, or taking it back to the scholars so they can give you the correct understanding of the situation. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ilzim, tilzim al-jama'ah, and the imam. Stick to the jama'ah. Stick to the jama'ah of the Muslims. Stick to the people of the sunnah and the imam. Because verily, in it is serenity and in it is security. Then, Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Naam. He said, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُمْ جَمَاعَةٌ وَلَا إِمَامٌ. He asked his final question. He asked his final question. He said, and if there's not a jama'ah, if there's not a jama'ah, yani the people are not upon the sunnah, the people are not upon that which Abdullah ibn, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Masudin, radiallahu ta'anu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that his ummah, sasaftariqu ila 73 firqa, that his ummah was split into 73 sects. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who are the saved? Illa wahida, kulla fi nari illa wahida, that all of them will be in a hellfire except one. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who is this one? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al jama'ah. So when you're in a situation when there is no one who is upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you're in a situation that people upon innovation and people upon his biya, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advise? He said, "Fa'tazi tilka al-firaq kullaha." Stay away from all of these groups, all of them. And in this, as Sheikh Saleh Fawzan hafizahullah ta'ala mentioned, is a refutation against the jama'at. It's a refutation against the parties of his biya. It's a refutation against the likes of Muntada. Is a refutation against the likes of those in Masjid Tawheed in London, Al-Manar, these takfiris, these jama'at, these organizations, that are upon other than the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to do i'tizal. Tilk al-firaq. You have to boycott and leave these groups. Even if you have to hold on to the foundations of a tree. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hatta yudrikaka al-maut wa anta ala dhalik," until death befalls you and you're upon that. You're upon that sunnah, even if you're on your own. And here is a refutation against those who say that the truth is with what? The many. So in this is a refutation against those that say the truth is with the many. And likewise, in this is a benefit from this last statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, "Hatta yudrikaka al-maut," until death reaches you, shows that the most important thing is how you die. That you die upon the sunnah. The khawateem. This is the most important thing, how you die. That you die upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. That every soul will taste death. But how would they be? What would their state be when they die? And here in this hadith is a strong advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you stick to the way of Allah and you stick to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stick to the sunnah and stay away from his disobedience in aqidah, stay away from his disobedience in manhaj, stay away from his disobedience in affairs, and stick to that until you die. Until you die. Now, Ikhwan, I've had to, the lesson was going to be longer, but because of Isha, I've had to cut it short. But I'm going to take now, my dear brothers, a few minutes to ask you if you can give me points, just heading points of benefit from this hadith. This hadith of Hudhayfa, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What's the first point you can give us? Now. Naam. Number one, Ikhwan, write this down. Number one is the enthusiasm of the companions in questioning. And in that, Ikhwan, it shows the correct etiquette of questioning. The hirs and enthusiasm of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ in questioning. Not only questioning, asking what? Beneficial questions. His questions were what? Beneficial. He asked those questions to get a benefit, and also they were very succinct and very concise. They weren't long. Sifhum lana. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْشَرُ مِنْ الْخَيْرِ فَهَلْ هُنَكَ بَعْدَ الشَّرُ مِنْ الْخَيْرِ. Is there going to be evil after this good? Concise. Didn't write a whole bathakhay. Concise questions. To the point. Not waffling. And that's number one. Yeah, and number two. Now, that the Prophet ﷺ said that there will be dakhin in a time when there's good. That there will be a cloud when a time there was good. Meaning that there will be sins and disobedience, but yet they're still from this ummah. Which is a refutation against who? The Khawarij. So you can put there that in this hadith is a refutation against the Khawarij. Yalla, number three. Sorry? Now, that we are not in a state of jahiliyyah. And it is not permissible for us to say we're in a state of jahiliyyah. In a state of ignorance, because that is a denial of the rahmah and the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with, and that is al-Islam. But rather we say that there are certain characteristics of the days of ignorance that some people fall into. And the only one that takes them out of the fold of Islam is that characteristic of shirk. It's that characteristic of shirk and kufr. Now, number four. Naam. Seeking knowledge about good things and bad things. That's the fourth benefit we can take from this hadith. Number five. That fitna will always be present. But even when there's fitna, there will be relief. There will be nasr. And there is always a group that is victorious. And that's taken from this hadith. After evil, there will be good. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned. So we must not be despondent and be in despair in any evil or negative situation that we might be in this ummah. Number six. I've collected about 16 benefits, 17 benefits, so we're number six. Number six, and this hadith is a proof for the legislation of Jarh al-Ta'dil, criticizing and praising men, as the ulama of hadith have done, and that is taken from his statement, Hudhayfa's statement. Sifum land, describe them to us. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "La, don't ask about those things"? Did he say that? No. Rather, he described it. So that is an establishment of Jarh al-Ta'dil. Now, in this hadith, number seven.
There is good, but there will be smoke, which is a refutation against the Khawarij.
No, that was number three. Number seven. Ahsan. The jama'ahs of two types. The minor, the small type of jama'ah, which is like salah, and also like Eid salah. And even Arafah, and also Jummah. But there's Jamaatish, Kubra, and that is the Ummah. And that is the what? The Ummah. And which one is intended in this hadith? Sughra or Kubra? Kubra. Some people try and explain it Sughra, but it's not, it's Kubra. No. Number nine or eight? Number nine, sir? Eight. Number eight, Shams.
You should not be deceived by the person speaking Arabic. Or has good recitation.
No.
Because the Messenger of Allah said they'll be from us and they'll speak our language.
No. That we shouldn't be naive and think just because when somebody speaks with the Sunnah that he must be upon the Sunnah. Rather, fas'alu. You ask people about individuals who know him and then you get information as to whether this person is upon the Sunnah or not. Or you look at his companions, who he walks with, and so forth. And other types of issues mentioned in the usul of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Na'am. Number 10. They will always be good. They will always good, will always be present. Na'am. Number 11. It's important what you die upon. Hatta yudrikaka al-maut. until death reaches you. So the most important thing is how you die, the state that you die in. May Allah give us a good death, a good state in our death. Amen. Number 12. Allah worshipped the reason for our creation is to worship Him. The reason for our creation is not to establish a khilafah, which is in opposition to what people are saying, as you probably know in the Sahih. Naam. Number 13. Naam. There is no excuse to be amongst the Jama'at al-Dallah. There is no excuse to be around and take as companions the people of innovation and the deviant groups. Because the Prophet ﷺ said to Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه, فَاعْتَزِلْ تِلْكَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Even if you're on your own, leave them. So there is no proof. No one can bring any evidence to say that it's permissible for us to work with Jama'at and be with Jama'at. Huh? And be with the people of innovation and deviance. Now, number 14. Wow, you've got some that I didn't mention. Good.
In a time of fitna, you should refer it to the Sunnah of the Messenger. When he was alive, Allah mentioned to refer it to the Messenger of Allah physically and to the Ul Amr Minkum. And Abdul Mas'ud, he said, the leaders and the scholars.
Now,
so you should not spread it.
In times of fitna, in times of trials and so forth, we take our affairs back to the sunnah and to the people who are in charge of those affairs, like the rulers and the scholars. To the sunnah and to the people who are in charge of those affairs, the rulers and the scholars. Is it Uwaisa said it?
No.
It's from where? The Quran. And from this hadith. Stick to the jama'ah and the imam, yani the ruler and the scholars of the sunnah. Namahi. Number 14. We've done that one, but Sekhlach sent good. Number 14. Refutation of the Khawarij and those who revile the ruler. Number 15. Excellent. From the beginning of the hadith to the end of the hadith are signs of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because everything he mentioned happened. Everything he mentioned happened. So this is add to the yaqeen that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, number 16. Good.
The general ignorance is gone, but the specific.
Yeah, Ahsan, we've mentioned that one, but Jade, that's good. Ahsan. Naam. Allah sent the messenger with beneficial knowledge and good application, and following the obedience and so forth. Number 17. Good. Naam. Following the shaitan is to broadcast for issues of fear and hope, and not taking it back to the way or to the sunnah and to the rulers and the scholars. Naam. Number 18 or 19? 18. Naam. We shouldn't be in despair in times of fitan. Naam. Number 19.
Asking the hadith said, asking about the correct aqidah, manhaj, worship, and the evil is asking about disobedience, sins, and bid'ah.
So we can say in general that asking about good is asking about the obedience of Allah, and asking about the evil is asking about that which is in disobedience of Allah, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah and to apply and go in accordance to the obedience of Allah. Okay, number 20, Ikhwan. I'm going to mention number 20 so we can go. So that's 20 benefits. Number 20 is a nice benefit that we've got here from the scholars. And that is that Hudhayfa, if you see, he said, "Kunna fi jahiliyatin wa shar." He said, we were upon ignorance and evil. Here is a proof that you have to accept and own up to your mistakes. And from our manhaj, people say, oh, no, I wasn't. No, you were. You were with Yahya al-Hajuri. You were with Maghrawi. You were with Fulan. You were upon deviance. And alhamdulillah, Allah guided you. Here is a proof, because he says, kunna fi jahiliyatin wa shar. He admitted. radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hudhayfa admitted that they were upon ignorance and evil. So that's 20. And 21, فَجَاءَنَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا الْخَيْرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this khair. Yani gave us this good. And that is means that this good is not the intellect of the people. This good is not from the desires. This good is from what? Allah. Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah. فَجَاءَنَ اللَّهُ. Allah gave us. So A meaning we take it back to Allah and take it back to His wahi. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ